USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Mexico's president will hold talks with Vice President Kamala Harris in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet virtually with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S. Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is calling on the Biden administration to release the U.S.'s stockpile of AstraZeneca COVID vaccine to countries experiencing a surge in cases. He said Saturday evening in a statement that the country has 40 million doses, which could be used to combat COVID in places like India and Argentina. And officials in Baghdad say at least 27 people have died and 46 were injured after a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at the hospital in southeast Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Senate Republicans unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that's limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. That's in contrast to some of the measures in the president's plan, like caregiving for the elderly, manufacturing, and others. Senator Steve Daines says there are ways to address the nation's infrastructure needs without having to raise taxes. The Montana Republican tells Fox News there are unused funds from the COVID relief bill that could be used for roads and bridges.
And in fact, we're looking at this infrastructure plan at the moment. There is a path forward with a very significant, you know, $600 billion plan the Republicans are talking about. We could use some of the COVID relief dollars that have already been allocated or redirected. They're not needed. Our states are doing fine. We passed $6 trillion of COVID relief out into this economy. We can redirect some of those dollars for an infrastructure plan. So there's an example we can do something here without raising taxes and still take care of crumbling infrastructure in our country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is making plans to travel to Europe. Wendy King has the itinerary from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
He'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will then travel to Brussels to participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Meanwhile, Biden is meeting in Washington next month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders have spoken twice by phone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And a homeless man turned internet sensation is now running for office. Mike Fortier has that story.
Ted Williams was living on the streets of Columbus, Ohio in 2011 when someone recorded him and posted the video on YouTube and titled it A Homeless Man with a Golden Voice.
Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
The video posted by the Columbus Dispatch led to Williams getting work as a voiceover artist, but he's now setting his sights higher. Williams telling a Marion, Ohio radio station that he's running for governor. This isn't new, though. Williams announcing in 2015 to run for president that he says he didn't follow through on. This time, though, he says he's more serious and has a team around him. The Army veteran wants to focus on veterans' needs and education. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.